Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Tonight we lead you into Cleveland Indians baseball at 6:35 with the Tribe taking on the Detroit Tigers. Jim Rosenhaus is the voice you will hear on Indians warm-up at 6:35. Rosie will join us here in just a second. Before we get to Rosie, we want to remind you that when we are done here in the next 15 minutes speaking with Jim Rosenhaus, thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we are giving away a couple of tickets to see the Indians take on the Tigers when the Tigers come to Progressive Field on Sunday, June 23rd. Wait for your cue to call. Again, it's courtesy of our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Rosie, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bull. How you doing?
So far, so good. I'm not sure if you guys are getting the same kinds of things up in Detroit, but the sun is actually shining today, and that's a nice change of pace because it seems like it's rained almost every doggone day for the last 3 or 4 months, so we're certainly enjoying Sergeant Sunshine out here. And I want to go back a couple of days here, Rosie, to a conversation that you had with Oscar Mercado back on Tuesday night after his walk-off hit against the Cincinnati Reds. And, you know, I know he credited Frankie Lindor with some of his success and building some of his confidence. What were some of your major takeaways from that conversation after the game-winning hit?
You know, just that he's a kid who I think really recognizes what he needs to do to be successful. He understands that as a young player, he might not always be able to do that, but he's willing to try and slow the game down in a situation where they talk about the game speeding up on young players. But in that situation, he was able to take a deep breath, you know, calm it down, step out of the box, look over at Lindor for some, you know, pointers, some advice, things like that. And not every young player does that. So I think that was the main takeaway. And just, you know, he's not afraid to let you know how excited he is about a big moment. And that was a huge moment for him. And he really was excited about it. And it was certainly a highlight of what's been a really good first month in the big leagues for him.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Rosie, because I see two things happening here. Number one, you mentioned that not all young guys do that, but it seems like he certainly was able and willing to heed the advice of a guy that's been through all of that before. But does it also say something about Frankie Lindor? And you alluded to this when we spoke last week. Frankie's really kind of taken on the role as one of the veterans on this team, and he's filling in the void for all the veterans the Tribe has lost over the last few years, guys that Lindor has learned from. It seems like we're seeing a lot of that with this situation here.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And, you know, I think the one player that stands out that used to do it a lot, and you didn't necessarily know it until you talked to other players, was Michael Brantley. And Lindor leaned on Brantley a lot in his first couple of years in the major leagues. And, you know, now he's trying to, I think, continue that tradition and carry that torch for, you know, the foreseeable future and try and help some younger players who are coming up. And, you know, it's all part of what makes the game great. And you know, he's trying to be that guy if he can. And I know he was reluctant to do that early on out of respect for the veterans, but you know what? Now he's a veteran and it's okay. He can step forward and do that kind of thing.
Yes, one of the many ways that he has led this team, especially going all the way back to the beginning of May, his numbers are absolutely terrific. Well, Rosie, this is a pretty big stretch coming up here, and I know we try not to make too big of a deal out of games in June, but the Indians are playing some teams with the exception of the Texas Rangers over the next few weeks leading into the All-Star break that have records that are, well, less than inspiring, let's put it that way. Fair to say that this three-week stretch is a pretty darn big one for the Indians?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is, especially, you know, they played well on the homestand, and that was really encouraging, especially considering the teams they were playing. But I think they're cognizant and certainly weren't happy with how they played the last series of the road trip in Chicago. And they don't want that to happen again. Anything gained that, you know, some real positives on that homestand, you don't want to see that go away when you play a lesser opponent. And make no mistake that, you know, the Tigers are a real rebuilding team. They're banged up. They have a lot of injuries. So even what they had to start the year is slimmed down a little bit in terms of their talent and experience level. I mean, realistically, they need to come in here and take 2 out of 3, if not sweep the series. That's important. And, you know, Texas is going to be a challenge. It always is anyway. And it certainly sounds like the Rangers are playing pretty good baseball, maybe better than a lot of people thought this year. So, yeah, they do need to make sure they keep it rolling, because they did start to build something. You could feel something good happening on that homestand. And it would be a shame to see it kind of level off here on the road and again some teams that they should be able to handle.
Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie, at the same time, you know, we always say there's no such thing as a must-win game in June, but the Rangers are one of the teams that the Indians are chasing in that wild card hunt. How much stock should we put into next week's series against the Rangers?
Well, I think it's June. They're not worried about the wild card chase. I mean, it just would be unrealistic. I mean, there's so much baseball left. But with that said, I mean, it's a quality opponent in their ballpark, and they're looking to play well. And I really don't think they look at it more than that. If it were September, yeah, you'd look at it a lot. But, you know, at this point in time, you're not really looking at it. I think they're still hoping they can get in the hunt in terms of the division, which, you know, certainly is going to be a big challenge. But, yeah, I mean, look, they want to play well in Texas, but I don't think they're looking at it anything more than that, you know, in terms of the wild card or anything like that. Nobody really looks at that, I don't think, till September.
Fair enough. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that playing in Texas is always difficult. Can you elaborate on that and tell us, you know, what that might mean? I mean, yeah, I think the heat certainly is something that's very difficult to contend with. I know the Indians have had some trouble there in the past. But what are some things that make it so difficult to play in Texas?
Well, definitely this time of year, the heat's the number one. The Rangers are used to it. They always seem to have a good offensive club, so you have to somehow be on your game pitching-wise, and it's not an easy ballpark to pitch in. The playing surface is hard as a rock by this time of year just because of the sun baking it down all summer. And the ball just jumps out there because of the wind. So it's a challenging ballpark. Obviously, those advantages are there for the Indians when they're hitting. But, from that standpoint of going in there and having it be different from what you're used to playing in the Central Division, it is different. And that's, I think, part of the challenge.
And, of course, you know, we don't want to overlook this series against the Tigers. We'll come back to that here in just a few moments. But if we can stick with this Rangers series for just another moment, Mike Clevinger is going to get the start on Monday against the Texas Rangers, and I know a lot of folks very excited about that because he has rebounded very quickly from an injury we thought might keep him out until the All-Star break. Rosie, I know he threw somewhere in the area of 80 to 85 pitches, and that got him just over five innings in his last rehab start against Akron. Is the expectation for him to throw right around the same amount of pitches, or are they going to try and stretch him out a little bit more?
You know, well, I think that first appearance, I'll be surprised if he throws much more than that. Major league innings in Texas against a really good lineup. I would be surprised if they pushed him too much. I think ideally they might. They wouldn't have minded if he had another rehab start, but they need a starting pitcher. So they're going to, use this as a chance to get his feet wet. He's been out a while. I don't think they want to push it now. Hey, if he's throwing shutout baseball through six innings and he's at 85 pitches, maybe they roll him out there for another inning. But, yeah, I think they're going to kind of play it by ear, but I don't see them pressing him too much the first time around. I think they just want to make sure that, again, he's healthy, which he certainly has shown to be in his rehab assignments. But I think they want to be careful a little bit early on.
Perfectly understandable. And while we're on that front, you know, right now the Indians do have five in the rotation with Plesac and Clevinger coming back, Plutko, and then, of course, Bieber and Bauer. Any new updates on Yeffrey Rodriguez? He's been on the injured list for about 10 days now. Any progress made by him?
You know, still not doing much in terms of throwing. They wanted to give him some time off there. So it's a ways away, and that's the best I got. He hasn't really thrown much, so he would still be a ways away.
Understood. Well, Rosie, of course, baseball players like to have fun throughout the course of the season, and you kind of have to. I mean, you're talking about a six-month grind, and I think it's always interesting to step aside and see what these guys do in the clubhouse, whether it's to kill some time or just to kind of stay loose. You know, the great Mario Kart mystery always seems to pop up. Jose Ramirez was one of the guys at the forefront of that. Is this still a pretty competitive venture in the clubhouse when you're down there and you see these guys in action? Is this still a pretty competitive venture, or have they kind of come off of that a little bit?
You know what? No, there's still some guys who, I don't know that they play it every day, but every once in a while you walk around to that portion of the clubhouse and there's a pretty spirited battle going on with the Mario Kart, and it can be anybody. A lot of times it is Jose Ramirez who tries to get other guys involved, but I think the relievers have some stuff going on there. But it's still going, and you know what? It's kind of fun, actually, and I think it keeps them loose pregame.
Absolutely. Well, and again, those are the things you have to do to kind of keep things loose throughout the course of the season. It's way too long of a season not to have some fun in the process. We'll stick with some positive news here. I want to talk about Brad Hand because I think that's a guy we've kind of overlooked in recent weeks in our discussions. Rosie, he has just been outstanding. I mean, this has been a terrific year for him. He's been flat-out dominant. These numbers are just incredible. And, you know, to steal a line from Terry Francona from a few weeks back, boy, I'd hate to know where the Indians would be without him right now.
Yeah, and you know, they have some challenges. The Tribe does. They've been inconsistent offensively, and they've had the injuries to their starting pitching. But when they've had a chance to win a game, and they have a lead late, it's really comforting to know what's back there this season. And Hand has been as good as anybody out of that bullpen for the Indians in several years. So it's really encouraging. And hopefully he can keep it going. I mean, there are times where you talk to him and he says, you know, I think I'm throwing okay, but I could probably be a little bit sharper and that type of thing. And it doesn't seem like he's been overworked. He's had some breaks along the way when the Indians have struggled. So, you know, he's had a good season to this point, and it doesn't seem like there's any red flags that would cause that to change in any way, just the way he's being used and how he's been feeling so far.
Well, of course, the Tribe of the Tigers will have at it tonight at the beginning of a three-game series in the Motor City. Indians and the Tigers will get after it just after 7 o'clock. Rosie will be on the air at 6:35 with Indians warm-up. Rosie, what are you looking forward to most in this weekend series against the Tigers?
You know, just to see if the Indians can keep it going on the road. You know, they had a really good homestand. Now, how do they keep that going on the road? They're playing a Tigers club that's struggling, and they need to take advantage of that. So let's see how they do, and I think that's, you know, that main takeaway from this weekend.
Good stuff. Rosie, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate you stopping by, and we'll do this again next week.
All righty, thanks.
Thanks, Rosie. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, let's open the phone lines. Thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. We're giving away two tickets to see the Indians and Tigers at Progressive Field on Sunday, June 23rd. Give us a call, 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. If you're the first to call, you'll get a pair of tickets to see the Indians and Tigers on Sunday, June 23rd. And again, it's courtesy of our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back with more right after this here on AM 930 WEOL.